Langridge is walking around the hall celebrating the unlikeliest of British medals.
Well, it was fantastic. That was Epsom's Chris Langridge winning Olympic badminton bronze in Rio with partner Marcus Ellis, Britain's first medal in the sport in 12 years, and a moment that they hoped would inspire future generations.
It's great for badminton, it's because we have to compete with all the other sports, and I've said it a few times before, just not enough people play badminton. So hopefully, you know, people will watch this today, and there's no reason why there's loads of people out there that can't do what me and Marcus did.
Well, it was a moment that made parents proud.
It's indescribable. The emotion that comes over you is phenomenal. I can't put it into words. I genuinely can't. And it's fantastic for Babington GB.
But they weren't expecting this just months later.
And finally, some breaking news. Five Olympic and Paralympic sports have had their funding withdrawn for the Tokyo 2020 Games. Archery, badminton, fencing, weightlifting and wheelchair rugby are the sports affected.
So despite their success in Rio, UK Sport last month removed every penny of investment from badminton's Olympic programme. But Langridge and Ellis aren't giving up hope.
We lost our funding from UK Sport very recently. You know, it's been cut to nothing. We're really, really wanting everybody we know to sign the online petition to get this decision reversed.
For anyone that's ever played badminton, been involved with badminton, has a family member involved with badminton, please, please get involved. We need your help. We need your support to fight this injustice. We need your help.
That petition to reinstate the funding has now had more than 20,000 signatures, but they need around 80,000 more to get a response from the government. Well, Chris Langridge, also captain of the Surrey Smashers badminton team, joins us now. Morning, Chris.
Morning.
This is like the extremes, isn't it? The highs of Brazil and then crashing down with this news.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hardest thing for all of us that are linked with GB badminton was the objectives we were given before the Olympics was 0 to 1 medal. So that means worst case scenario, we need a quarterfinal, best case, a medal. And we achieved a medal and a quarterfinal because the men's singles player, Rajiv Usef, got a quarter and myself and Marcus got the medal. So when it came round to the review of funding, we thought, okay, we might not get maybe as much as we were receiving because there are a lot of sports that have, you know, they have done well. We might get a small cut, but we should, in theory, still get funding because as far as I know, I think we're the only sport ever in Olympic funding history from GB to receive a medal and have our funding totally withdrawn, which is why it is, you know, a scary time for us.
How does it make you feel?
Well, I'm gutted, to be honest. And it just, for me, I can't comprehend how this is fair because, you know, we were given an objective or a target. We actually overachieved it. And then they decided to withdraw all funding. So for me personally, I don't see how this is kind of justice or how this is fair.
Chris, how much money were they investing?
It was roughly 5 million over 4 years, which I know does seem like a massive amount of money, but when you actually break it down of where it's spent, and UK Sport do dictate where the money was going to be spent, so it's not, they don't just give you a lump sum and go do what you want with it. There are certain things you have to spend it on, and there are, you know, all the sports out there that are currently funded, I'm pretty sure on quite a bit more than what badminton was actually on.
You have appealed. How hopeful are you?
I mean, yeah, we've appealed, and We are hopeful that UK Sport can look at the decision and either give us clarity on why they have said what they've said, which is at the moment literally we're not giving you any funding, but they haven't expanded on it or actually given us real justification, which is a little strange. And we do hope that, you know, we can get some money back because, you know, as I've said, it just doesn't make sense to us. And to go from that amount of money to nothing, I don't really understand how they feel that we can compete with the other nations around the world, especially in Asia, where they're getting, you know, 50, 60, 70 times the money we were receiving.
Do you think this will affect medal hopes for the future then?
I mean, if I'm being honest, yeah. You've got countries, you know, with phenomenal populations such as China and India, you know, they've got well over 1 billion people, and the money they have is, I mean, it's astronomical. We know some of the Indian guys, and badminton now in India is growing so fast, and they've actually got more money than they know what to do with. And then on the flip side, you know, we have zero money from the government. So it is literally one extreme to the other.
People want to get involved. Where can they see the petition?
So if you go on Badminton England, so badmintonengland.co.uk, which is the official Badminton England website, on there, there's something called Back Badminton. And if you follow the links, it's very straightforward. You should be directed to the petition. And the petition literally takes 2 minutes to fill in. And, you know, we really do appreciate everyone that's taking the time to do it, because it does mean a lot to us.